Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
This worries me.
Ask your plumber to install a ring. Steady, hot and strong.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
All I remember is you had yellow hair.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Well, it went wrong.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Nah, of course we feel good. People are out on golf courses. People have got a line in the water. People are allowed to go to a park and walk around. We're back to something like normal. It's taken way too long, Fat, but we're back, and that's all that matters. I'll tell you what we're doing today. It's chatting to Simon Goodwin.
Oh, yes, please.
Very, very accomplished player, of course. Double premierships there at the Adelaide Crows.
Yep.
Played his first one in his first handful of games, but was a superstar. And then we get to the family 133-53 style, and again, old Papa, who's in pristine nick, will be looking after that. Hello to you, Baldy.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Yes, I've joined you, my friend. I've gone and got a haircut this morning.
You have.
Today even. And I tell you what, Jim, I've gone local, which we should do, help out our local shop people. And
what,
I've gone
sort of
to the local Boss Barbers down here. So not bad, the Boss Barbers.
Local shop people.
Yes. Well, there's all different sorts of shops opening up, Jim, so go local.
Yep.
You know, they do the beard. I was always wanting to have the beard, but you're always worried they might slip and cut your throat.
No, well, you haven't got a beard anyway. So.
Well, I have, Jim. This is a two-day growth and looking very tough and mean. So, Boss Barbers, who have half price on Tuesdays, by the way, which is good. How are you, Raps?
What do you make of the Hawks, Goody? Three wins, a lot of structures there and systems.
Yeah, like old.
Oh, Billy.
It's a very deep question.
I'm going to ask him again, too.
Yeah, no, just see if you can get around that. We're speaking of really crap beards, Rabs, when are you going to get rid of that apology for a thing you got hanging on your face?
No, I think it's good. I think it's
no one does.
Look,
no?
You can have the cutthroat shave for $28.
I don't want a cutthroat shave.
You have it.
No, go Rabs, down there and get it.
No. I don't think it looks good.
No,
old
it doesn't.
Part with the $28, it looks shit.
And you know what it is? It's red.
You can't talk about shade.
It's
your
ginger.
Head is the rudest head I've seen in a long time, Jim.
Notice
you're not wearing another visor. You've given that up after one day.
Well, I'm down on isolating, aren't I? So when the visors that have piled in there, I'll pick them up and I'll have them on next week.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't start talking to me, you moon face.
Are you a red nut, Bert?
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
Your beard's red.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. That's a shame.
Why is it a shame?
It's a shame that you got red pubes.
No, I don't have red pubes. You're an idiot.
Oh, Jimmy boy, as you said.
Yes, please.
A bit of a sport.
Oh, come on.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
The golfers are back, Jimmy boy, as you said.
Yes, please.
And Yarra Bend Golf Course, Jim, they normally get 200 calls a day. Yesterday, the day before they could play golf, obviously, 1,700 calls. Everyone's trying
there
to get a
go.
Time.
Yep.
I think they can play in fours. There's only one in the buggy. Don't grab the pin out of the green and things like that. So it's all systems go.
Well, the members' courses you can only play if you are a member, but I think Yarra Bend's a fee, you know, like a fee-paying course.
Yep.
So, Bill, I don't blame them either because people have been starved of it. It's been months. So I drove past my golf course. I'm not playing today, but, geez, it was jam-packed. It was good to see.
Yeah, I see Nicky Del Santo. He teed off last night at 12:05.
Did he really?
12:05 at Brighton Public Golf Course. Of course, they had the light-up balls. What do you call those?
Yeah.
Fluorescent?
I don't know.
What do you call them when they light up? Anyway, that was a good effort. 12:05
Righto.
Tee off. That would have been very dark and cold, I reckon.
It would have been. Loves his golf towel. No, it's good, and people can fish as well, Bill, and that's a big thing too. I mean, it's not something I do, but
if you're a
many,
fisherman.
many Victorians love, you know, just dropping a line in the water. So good for them too.
Exactly. All AFL players and officials have been tested today, Jim.
Mm.
That's a lot. So they're all at Etihad Stadium or at Marvel. And down at Geelong, all the boys are lining up. I must have a chat to Oscar Boyce here, because I think it's a pretty hurtful test. It goes
goes right up into your brain, Bill.
Yeah, I know. Well, you'd be right, Rabs. Also, I tell you what, there's tough restrictions, Jim. For, you know, for the players, they're not allowed any visitors.
Yes.
No visitors. What's a bird for? They must stay indoors.
He's covered it, sucked in, yes.
And players aren't allowed to play golf.
How come?
Well, they're not allowed to. These tough restrictions is all part of it. So they're not playing golf. They're not allowed to go outdoors. They've got to go straight home to training or to wherever they're playing or the airport.
That won't agree with a few. Actually, your club, Geelong, there's lots of golfers down there. Hawthorn, a lot of the Hawks love playing their golf. But, Bill, they need to focus on getting the season restarted and doing what they're paid to do. So I understand. Anything you have to, you know, drop off for a bit, well, that's okay.
The AFL were coming out with the fixture too, I think, weren't they, today? Ooh. But they put that back a couple of days because there's a bit of a roadblock. They've hit a snag with the South Australian health chiefs.
Yeah, what about that?
Who are refusing. They're just refusing.
I refuse.
To grant Adelaide and Port Adelaide players quarantine exemptions, Jim, because the South Australia boys come out Tuesday of quarantine and the Western Australian boys come out Thursday. So maybe training won't start till next Friday now, which pushes everything back.
Well,
and,
it does.
And then that the 18th looks more, I suppose, more like a start of the season.
Yep, yep. So, well, I have heard, I initially heard 18, and then when Happy Dan was as happy as he was, they thought, righto, we might be able to bring it forward to the 11th. But if these roadblocks you're talking about keep coming, well, they might have to do what the West Australian teams are looking like having to do, Bill, and that's absolutely relocate to another state.
I tell you what has been given the arse, the Hubs.
Yes, no, they're gone.
Well, we're all talking about them and who's playing who and how many and...
That's it.
Haven't they got the lemonade
stuff? Well, that's become as quickly irrelevant as it appears global warming's become.
Yeah, well, that's
what happened
true.
To that? Well, we went for 6 months straight without being able to survive a minute without hearing about it. Yeah. Now, in the midst of a pandemic, no one's mentioned it once.
Exactly. Or I'm a vegan. The vegans still out there? I haven't heard much of the vegans. Also,
no,
Jim, I was watching cricket last night, and I was watching Warnie's favourite games. And you remember this game?
We all remember this game.
No, there's no audio. I said to Jill, well, we had a chat after the show. I said, Jill, that audio wasn't great that you thought about. So.
You can't throw Jill under the bus. That was your idea, and it didn't fly.
So, remember against South Africa, Jim, when Australia were chasing 117 to win in Sydney?
Yes.
And they were all out for 111. Remember that?
They were. Damien Martin made 50, I think, didn't he?
No, he didn't make 7. He was the second last out. There was a soft catch to
cover. Martin made some runs in the first inning. Yeah,
he
did. And he was unlucky, Marto.
Fanny de Villiers.
Farnsworth.
Well, no, it's Fanny. It's not Farnsworth. Fanny de Villiers got 6 for. But I tell you a bloke that I watch bowl, and I've seen him a few times, and I don't reckon he's ever taken a test wicket. Pat Simcox.
Oh, Postman Pat.
I don't reckon he ever got a wicket. I've never seen any highlights where he gets a wicket.
No, but Bill, he was a bit pedestrian, but, you know.
Mate, it's like when you watch the West Indies, all the fastball. I've never seen Roger Harper get a wicket.
No, he didn't get too many. Well, mainly because you're crapping yourself down the other end, so you tried to swing at him and hit one straight up in the air. But I do remember that test match. Why is that one of his top test matches, by the way?
Well, because I suppose it was close and went down to the wire and we just got beaten. We haven't been good in close test matches, really, have we?
Well, we've lost a few of them, Bill, if that's what you're trying to say.
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
You know what his name actually is?
Fanny?
Petrus Stephanus de Villiers.
No.
That's his name. Petrus. P-E-T-R-U-S is the man's first name, christened first name.
Well, why has he got Fanny then?
No, you're asking me a question I can't answer. I'm just telling you that's his proper name. Right. What else have you got in your wrap, please?
I'll tell you what I've got, because we'll talk to Goody very shortly, but I've got a very good joke. So for those listening, I would keep listening.
Oh, my God.
That's only a solid hour away.
There we are.
40 minutes now.
For him.
Geez, we do some time.
This is the Rush Hour. JB and Bill. Simon Goodwin, the coach of Melbourne, up next.
No worries, Chubbs.
Fareem, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Just wait for the siren, Melbourne fans. It's been a long time. And they're in the finals.
Ooh. It's been 12 long years for the Demons of playing finals footy.
That's nice. There's the senior coach on the line, Simon Goodwin, who we love, Bill. Have a listen to some of these numbers, if you don't mind. 275 of the best for the Adelaide Crows, wow, including the 97 and 98 AFL premierships.
Yep.
A Hall of Fame member in 2017, and so he bloody should have been. Yep. Five-time All-Australian. Three-time Best and Fairest, the Malcolm Blight Medal at the Adelaide Crows. Yeah. AFL Coaches Association Player of the Year and captain the club
that
from 2008
me.
To 2010. How does that surprise you? You didn't think he was that good a player?
No.
Simon Goodwin joins us. Goody, welcome, mate.
Welcome, JB. Good to be on, but no, I agree with you, Bill. A bit overrated, those stats.
Oh, mate, good. They're very good, Goody, and all at Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows, they're going well at the minute. Goody?
Yeah, no, it's been an interesting little period for the Crowies. I've been in contact with Rue over the last few weeks, just trying to get everything sorted. So.
Right.
Speaking of which, Goody, I lay all of what's going on over there at Roo's feet, because ever since he became a director, bloody wheels have fallen off.
You know what Roo's like. It's all about winning and trying to get some sort of competitive advantage. He's a good man, old Rupert, but they've got their work cut out.
Oh, yes. Hey, mate, do you get tested today?
No, I'll go in Friday, so... not sure if I'm looking forward to it or not. Apparently, it's not the most pleasant bit of testing you get done. So, but everyone will go through Friday as a club, and hopefully we'll come back negative and we can get into the training at hand.
Now, when you do start training, just clarify for us, is that going to be full squad and normal as you would have done, say, in January this year?
No, it won't be. It'll be, obviously, initially it's going to be in groups until all the governments get aligned on what that looks like. But we'll take all the measures appropriate to stay healthy and safe. And initially that will probably be in groups of anywhere from 6 to 8 with a coach and rotate their way through the club. So, yeah, it'll be different to start with. But hopefully, you know, in the not-too-distant future, we can get some full group sessions going.
How will that work for you? Like, as the senior coach, is that workable? Is it a pain in the ass having those smaller groups?
Oh, it's obviously not ideal, JB, but it's about getting the game going again. So as a coach, you're looking at, you know, how to make the best out of that situation. You know, the game's going to go ahead. We're going to get back out there and play some footy. And it's really going to come down to the club that best embraces it, who does it the best and prepares their players as best they can, or, you know, obviously get a real flying start to the season. So we're looking at it as an opportunity of what we can do in that space and how we can do it as best we can.
So is there contact or no contact?
Oh, at this stage, there's no contact. So, you know, I think they call it a level B restriction.
Yeah, right.
As I said, we'll wait for all those things to come through. But, you know, hopefully in time we'll get at least one full session together with full contact.
Because I think Storm, that obviously you train with very closely, they're the pace setter here. They're the vogue. They're out in front. And they start, I think, tackling and contact this week. So, which I suppose that's probably, what, a week away for you guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, in Victoria alone, you know, you can have some contact training, but, you know, clearly the AFL are going to wait for all the states to get aligned, which is fair enough. I don't think anyone's looking for a competitive advantage at this stage. They're looking just to get the game back up and going and work together.
Goody, most people aren't particularly enjoying the fact that footy's gone through this little phase of, you know, lockdown and all the rest of it, but my man, Bill Brownless, is actually quite disappointed that he wasn't a player during lockdown, because if there was no contact, he was there with bells on.
Says Brayshaw.
I can only imagine that would have been right up Billy's alley, not having a lot of contact.
I tell you what, I would have come down back as fat as a fool, Goody, from this ISO period.
Well, it is certainly a bit of a danger period, old ISO, with the tucker in the pantry and being bound up at home.
Exactly.
All right, we need to take a break with the great man, Simon Goodwin. When we come back, there's a bit of TikTok we need to discuss with him, because that was exceptionally good. And also how he thought in the late 90s, early 2000s, he was going to get away with the worst haircut, Bill, I've seen on a footballer. More with Simon Goodwin in a second.
Simon Goodwin, our special guest.
I love Goody. He's always been a beauty. Fightmndgoody.org.au. The great Neil Danaher. It's a different year for what we're talking about, but as I understand it, the beanies are at Coles and are flying off the shelves.
Yeah, they are, JB, and it's obviously disappointing that we won't get, you know, the Queen's birthday game away, but, you know, as Neil's done so incredibly well for a number of years now, that fight against MND certainly doesn't stop, and as you mentioned, the beanies are on sale, so we need to get in behind the MND. He's been a huge impact for us as a club, but I think for everyone in the football industry and in society, he's been just an inspiration to everyone, so we need to get in behind it. So, yeah, get in the Coles and Woolies and get your beanies. Really, really great cause.
$20 and they are magnificent beanies. Some people, Bill, collect the whole set.
They do.
So get into your local Coles or Woolies. $20 will be absolutely fantastic. And as I said, shame they weren't around in the late 90s, early 2000s when you were trying to frost your hair, Goody, and really embarrassed yourself.
They would have come in handy, wouldn't you? I used to put one of those caps on to put the tips through my hair. But
No.
I reckon a beanie would have been a much better option for me looking back at it.
And there's no slide, of course, this year. So you can donate, you can host your own fundraiser, you can join Team Fight MND. All details, fightmnd.org.au. And, geez, that's been great, hasn't it? It's been fantastic over the journey. Are they doing anything else?
65 million.
Yeah, look, I think it's still, no doubt there'll be a game where we play against Collingwood and it'll all be in recognition of the MND and getting in behind the cause again. So at some stage, once we get the fixture, that'll come out. But it's an amazing cause. You know, it's just such an inspiration, as I said. And every time he walks into our footy club and speaks to our players and our staff, the message around what you can do for others and around purpose, and it's just incredible.
Yeah, great man, Neil Lowe, of course. Hey, I was telling Jim before, pretty tough restrictions on the players. No visitors at home. You've got to stay at home. You can only drive to training or to the airport or wherever. And you can't even, not even allowed to play golf, Goody.
Yeah, look, there are some tighter restrictions, and I think, obviously, trying to get the game back up and running, but also once it is up and running, how we can continue to make it safe, healthy, and make sure it stays going is a really important thing. And now there are going to be some tougher restrictions for players and staff and the people that are involved. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge that all clubs are going to have to work through with their players because, as you know yourselves, the way you're operating at the moment, it is difficult. And, you know, we're going to have to do it for an extended period of time.
What about the behaviour of some of your players in isolation, Goody? Look at Maxwell Gorn, your captain, who's just decided to go with a Mohican. My own nephew, whose behaviour continues to astound with
wrong
his
with
stupid
him?
Bloody onion barbecue business. And then your former captain, Nate Jones, and his bride just deciding to swap outfits. Where are they at, your mob?
Yeah, it's poor. It's concerning. You know, I thought they were going to handle isolation right, but every time I wake up, there's someone's got dyed hair, mohawk, a new TikTok's been delivered, or something's going on. But you know, all in a bit of fun. We've stayed really well connected as a group, and both players, staff, and everyone involved. So. Yeah, we've had a bit of fun with it, but hopefully it's coming. I don't know what Angus is doing with those bloody onions.
No, no one knows, mate.
No one likes
it. It's his father's fault.
Yeah, and his uncle. And then, of course, they look to the top and look for some leadership, and there you are doing a TikTok.
Yeah, I think that was the day that ISO officially got the better of me. The kids have been at me for 3 or 4 years about doing a TikTok with them. They're right into it. Yeah. So. I finally cracked, and as soon as I saw Dimmer do it, I thought, well, that was pretty poor. I've got to give that a go. Yeah.
How many takes?
Just the one, Bill.
Goody.
I love it. Hey, Goody, before we let you go, we can't wait for footy, even if it is the 18th or the 11th, whichever date, and that'll be a couple of bloody random health people and premiers across the border who are making nice tools of themselves. But what do the Melbourne Footy Club need to tidy up? Round one, you would have been disappointed with a bit of what you saw, I reckon. What do you need to get better at?
Yeah, we had a really good summer, JB, and you know, obviously round one wasn't the perfect way that we wanted to play. You know, we certainly wanted to build some stability in our defence, but also change the way our method around the footy, which, you know, the elements of that were a lot better. But our efficiency going forward, that was clearly still the thing we've got to work on best. We played a very good team that defended their back half incredibly well. So it was a good audit to see where we're at. But, we've still got a little bit of work to do in that space.
Hey, good on you, Goody. Hey, at Christmas time, do you get one present or two?
Get the two, mate. Get the two. One for Chrissy and one for the birthday the day after.
Yeah. Boxing Day, a terrible day to have a birthday, but you, well done, you get two. Well done.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Bill.
That's idiot fat, mate. Don't ever align me with his rubbish questions, Goody. He's on an island on his own.
Where are you at the moment?
Oh, Jim's up on the coast.
I'm miles away. I couldn't have got further away from Bill and remained in our state, Goody, and I'm bloody happy I am too. I've had enough of him.
Good. Always a pleasure talking to you boys.
Good on you, Jim.
Well done, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Bill. Heading to the phones next. $100 Vino Mofo voucher up for grabs.
It's his birthday on Boxing Day, which is, do you get one or two presents, Jim?
That's what you asked him, Bill.
Yeah, I'm asking you. What would you do?
Well, given that I don't celebrate birthdays, I would actually wouldn't mind that.
Shut up, Jim.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless for Ream. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Now, Fat, yes. We're 133.53ing it here.
Yeah.
Of course. And I'm in blistering form.
You are. Good yesterday.
I can't miss. Yep. Now, I went the other day to a shop, Bill.
Yes, please.
My kids are mad surfers, and they've got no care for any item they own, as I suspect a lot of kids
don't you
especially,
hate that?
They couldn't give us stuff.
And it's expensive, as you're about to tell us.
Well, Bill, so they just chuck the bloody surfboard down and the fins get snapped off or fall off or whatever. Anyway, so they come to me and said, Dad, we're losing three fins off one board and another fin off the other one. We need a set of fins.
How many fins do you have on a board?
Well, it can depend. Sometimes three, sometimes four. That seems to be the way it rolls these days. So, Bill, I go to the local surf shop.
Fin shop?
With no concept. Not just your bog-standard surf shop. I walk up to the bloke behind the jump. I've got one of the broken ones in my hand.
Yeah.
I said, mate, I need a set of these, please. He goes out the back of the counter, brings them out in like a packet, drops them down. I said, righto, what do I owe you, mate? That'll be $70.
What?
$70. Oh. I said, are you for real?
Wow.
He goes, mate, they're $70 a set.
Jeez.
I could not believe it.
That is huge.
I'm thinking that'll be 20, yeah. 15, 20 bucks.
What 70 are they
made bucks. I'm buggered if I know. Anyway, so I waved my card over it and took them and bloody buggered off out of the joint.
And what did you say to yourself?
I thought to myself, interesting you asked me that question, in fact, because I said to myself, hence, 133.53, when has the cost of something blown you away? You would never have got me close to guessing $70 for a set of fins.
No, I wouldn't.
You?
I would have thought $5 each. 15
That'd
bucks.
Be right.
Yeah.
That's it.
That
I'm the same.
That's all I'd pay. Yeah,
anything for you?
Yes, I'll give you a quick one, Jim. I went over here, South Melbourne, the other day to buy some sheets for my king-size bed. Funny enough. They were worn out, Jim.
Yes.
They'd been worn out. There's big holes
they
and
built.
Rips
yeah.
in them.
Yeah, because you hadn't washed them for about 6 months.
Oh, it had been a while. As long as the Duna cover. But anyway, I walk into a very nice spot here that sells nice sheets and things like that.
Yes,
so
yes.
All I want was a fitted sheet. That's all I want. But I couldn't get that. I had to buy the pack of a fitted sheet, two pillowcases, and a flat sheet.
That's
so
it.
So I walt up there, and it was a sale time too, by the way, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And $170,
Bill,
if you don't mind.
This is it. How the hell?
And that's on sale. Now, they're very good quality. They're a very good make.
Right.
Jim, but I thought to myself, when we have a topic one day, I'm going to put to the public, when were you blown away by the cost of something?
Rabbits, what are we giving away to the best callers, please?
$100 Vino Mofo voucher. It's the best place online to buy your wine, I should say. 70% off at the moment, too. And a Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack.
133.53, ring us right now. Those prizes are unbelievable. When has the cost of something blown you away?
Yeah.
Oh, have a look at the form Jim's in. I can't be touched at the minute. The numbers piling in the back of that solicit, Fat, had to be seen to be believed. The question we're asking is, when has the cost of something blown you away? Because I had to buy a set of fins for my son's surfboard. Cost me $70, if you don't mind.
Gee.
And Andrew's in Roeville, Fat.
Hello, Drewy.
G'day, boys. How are we?
How are you, more importantly?
Yeah, I'm coping all right.
Good on you, nice. So what's blowing you away?
I'll tell you what's blowing me away. A young bloke is doing homeschooling, right? So he goes, Dad, I need this stick All right, so Officeworks. I go down to Officeworks, thinking you like one of these sticks, $20-$30, beautiful. Go down there, and I say, oh, this one's not available, this one's not available. Oh, I've only got this one, and it's $95. I'm thinking, Jesus.
Wow. What?
Right, $95. I've paid, right? Thinking, he needs it for school. Get home. You know what a little bugger does?
What?
Plugs it straight into the PlayStation.
Oh, no.
I thought, I've been done twice.
$95 for one of those sticks.
$95. That's a lot. It's too much, fat. You're not too paying 95 for a USB stick.
No, that's what it is.
Dale USB. In South Yarra's there. Hello, Dale.
Oh, nice, Dale.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Dale.
Good, man.
What happened?
Mate, I've been absolutely stung today. I got a quote for a carpet cleaning last week, $80. Rocked up today, $137.
Oh, no. No.
Will not have a bar of it.
What happened? How can you only get quoted that and then it's...
Oh, mate, you tell me.
Was that, Dale, was that... Exit clean or just a standard carpet clean?
No, exit clean, but we didn't want anything else done, just the carpet clean.
She's 137.
And if you get
a
quote, Jim, you'd hope they'd stick to the quote.
Well, you would, yeah. Stay there, righto. Bruno, Bill, down your way.
Hey, Bruno.
G'day, gents. How are we going?
Going well, Brunza. What's happening?
Oh, just on my way home.
What happened today?
I called the vet yesterday to book my dog in to get his teeth cleaned.
Oh, no. Vets, Jim. Now, here is one. Oh, keep going, Bruno. Yep.
I was quoted it's starting from
$600. Oh, what?
That's more than I paid for the dog.
Mate, so you can actually get the dog's teeth cleaned?
Well, you can. His breath is a bit manky. He's got a bit of tartar on his teeth. I thought I'd better look after the little guy. But starting
$600 Nah, that's not. Bill, you're not paying $600 to clean a dog's teeth. I don't give a stuff what sort of dog it is.
Better off pulling them out.
Chris from Heathmont. Chrissy?
How you going?
Hey, good, Chris.
What happened to you, mate?
How are you, mate?
Mate, I went to the butcher. Local wife rang me and said, can you call into the butcher shop and get some sausages? Went to the butcher shop, asked for 12 sausages. $48.
No.
$4 each.
So,
what's in them?
He said to him he can have those for his own barbecue. Went to IGA and got the same amount for $7.
And did the missus know the difference?
Yes.
Oh, no. Fear, come on, not 48, Bill.
That's $4 a sausage, Jim.
That's it. Nicole's in Rosebud, Bill.
Hello, Nickers.
Hello.
What have you done that's cost you a heap?
Oh, no. What happened, Nick?
I never get my hair done, and I went to get a quote yesterday, and luckily they only did a test strand because they quoted $600 to get a cut and colour. I nearly died.
A cut and colour for $600? $600.
That's a mortgage repayment for me.
No, Nick, you're not paying $600.
Tell you, you won't pay it either. The hubby won't be paying that, or the boyfriend, Nickers.
No, I will not be paying that, and I think I'll just stick to being a tomboy. That'd be great.
Oh, that's a lot of money, Jim.
That is too much money. That's what. Well, what about that for a fun topic, by the way? And Rabs, what about those other 20 or 30 that we didn't get to? It's just quite extraordinary. Who wins the prize, please, Fat?
All righto, the vino can go to poor old Dale. He's still spewing on the carpet cleaning. He got a quote at $80, cost $137. Dale, so you've won some wine.
You won $100 Vino Mofo voucher, mate. VinoMofo.com. 70% off website wide at the moment
there
as well.
There you go, Dale. That'll keep him happy because he's not happy.
No, he's not.
No. Every right not he's to be flat. Happy. And Bruno from Geelong, his dog's breath stinks. He's trying to get his teeth clean for $600. Bruno.
Yes, I'm here.
What does he win, Rabbits?
He wins a Mercedes-Benz Berrick prize packing. Only 8 minutes from Geelong.
It's only 4 hours from Geelong, Jim.
Beautiful, mate. The number one Mercedes dealership in this state. You'll see great people out there. All right, well done. Hey, well done, Jim.
Hey, well done. That's not bad. Two in a row. I'll give you that, Jimeth.
All right, nice. Jimeth.
You've been talking up this joke.
I got a joke
for
you.
The show.
Start now.
Fat. Come on.
It better be good.
Yesterdays were horrendous.
Jeez, I get some good feedback.
Freem. On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on the radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and Anthony William Brownless.
And don't worry, we're courtesy of Ream, Australia's number one in hot water, Bill. And we have teamed up with Ream to bring you Talentine.
Talentine.
Yeah, we want to see your hidden talents, Bill, and party tricks while you're in ISO. What would yours be?
I can twirl my tongue.
You reckon that's
around a frothy?
That's not exactly what we're after.
I don't think the $10,000 is in any danger.
No,
anyway, it's thanks to Australia's favourite in hot water, Ream. We appreciate that. And Bill.
Yeah.
I know that the jokes aren't always your main focus. No. Andy Lee, by the way, tomorrow. What about this for a show? Andy Lee and Jack Gunston from the Hawks. So
Jack.
Star power coming our way tomorrow. But, Bill, to close up, just something that might make someone remotely giggle.
This might go down with brick.
Ooh. In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
All right.
Oh, Jimmy boy, there was this young fella with a wooden eye, okay?
Oh, God. You can't tell this joke.
And he's at the school dance, okay? And he was standing with his mates, and he was too nervous to ask any girl for a dance because they'd make fun of his wooden eye.
Yes, Bill.
So his friend points to a girl with a wooden leg standing by herself, Jim. In the corner.
Cannot believe it. Yes.
Hey, see that girl over there with a wooden leg? Why don't you go and ask her for a dance? And if she makes fun of your wooden eye, you can make fun of her wooden leg. So he's a bit shy and he's not sure and he needs a bit of Dutch courage, Jim. So he shotguns a CC and dry.
At the school dance.
God. Yeah. Just have one out in the back.
So as if this joke wasn't inappropriate enough, you're then shotgunning cans at a school dance.
That's it. And he had another one just to get the old Dutch courage, Jim. So he walks over to the young girl with the wooden leg and he, excuse me, he says, and he says, excuse me, would you like to dance? She looked up very, very surprised and happy. And with a big smile, she said, oh, wouldn't I? He said, ah, so it's going to be like that, is it? Well, you can get stumpy. Oh, Jim.
Oh,
now, that's not bad. Jim, she said, oh, wouldn't I?
Yeah, thank you,
Bill.
Yeah. Yeah. Mate, I'm just trying to think of the year I first heard that joke. It'd have to be about 1984.
Jim, you've never heard it announced like that.
No.
Or told like that.
I just want to, on the record, distance myself from that joke and from you.
I like that. Old Stumpy. That's not a bad joke. That'll go down.
Oh, my God.
Hey? No. Good joke. Well done. Good start.
Turn him off.
Very good. Oh, wouldn't I? Oh, Stumpy.
Just about had enough.
Oh, Tony Wednesday.
Oh, nah.
Did Jim like that joke?
Oh, nah. Oh, yeah.
I knew you liked it, Jimmy boy.
I don't want anything to do with that joke.
Triple M's Rush Hour is done for another day.
About enough, Abdul.
But Ream hot water heaters are still working. Ask your plumber to install a Ream.
Steady, hot and strong.